Welcome to Masachah Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. My apologies if there's any background noise, but I'm in the airport. So we had seen in the previous prakim that there are three types of people that have to make a shavuah. They have to take an oath, min ha-Torah, biblically. Number one, the one we've been discussing, might have been mitzvahs, if somebody partially admits to a claim. Number two is a shavuos ha-shomrim. So if, let's say, you have a shomer chinam, somebody was watching something as a favor, and he says that it was nigna v'nevad, it was stolen or lost, he has to make a shavuah in order to be pater, to be exempt. And finally, the Torah teaches us that if an eid echad is made, if just one witness testifies, then whoever he testifies about has to make a shvuah. However, begins the Mishnah, kol d'shban shebetorah, every time that a person has to make a shvuah, biblically, d'shban b'lei mishamen, it's always to exempt himself from paying, as the pasuk says, shvuah Hashem tia ben shneim, the shvuah of Hashem should be between them, im l'shalach yadu b'melechas re'eyu, that he did not use or do something wrong to his friend's object. And then pasuk says, v'loka chabala v'lo yishalim, then in that situation you don't pay. So biblically, you always swear not to have to pay. However, midrabanan, rabbinically, there are a number of people that swear and actually collect. Ve'elu, nishboim b'naitlin, these people swear and they collect, al pi takanas chachamim, by the institution of the rabbis. Who are they? Hasachir, somebody who is employed to work for someone. Ve'hanigzal, someone that something was stolen from. Ve'hanechbal, someone that was wounded by another individual. Ve'shekenegde chashir ala shvuah, or if the fellow that's claiming from you can't make a shvuah because he's suspect, as we'll see later. Ve'achen v'ni'al pinkasai, or a storekeeper pertaining to his ledger. So all these will be explained in the subsequent Mishnahis. This Mishnah, however, explains the first one. Hasachir ketzad, where do we find that if a person is a worker, he's employed by somebody, a craftsman, that he'll have to swear and then he'll collect. Amar lai, let's say the professional, the workman says to the baal bais, to the fellow that commissioned him, ten li schar shleishi biyadcha, pay me, you never paid me for the work I did for you. Hu aimer, and the fellow says to him, nasati, I already paid you. Halo aimer, and the worker says, loi notalti, I never got anything from you. Says the Mishnah, who? The worker, nishba b'naitel, he swears and he collects. The Gemara explains because the baal habayis, the employer, is very busy with his workers, and it's perhaps he didn't pay, or he did pay, maybe he lost track. More importantly, the fellow, the worker, this is money that he needs to be able to support his family. Therefore, the halacha is, the Chacham instituted that he swears and he collects from the baal habayis. There is one more caveat, which is that that's only in a situation where he claimed it in an appropriate time frame. But if he comes a month or two later and says, you never paid me, in that situation, the baal bais, the owner, just has to swear that he paid, and he is going to be pater. Continues the mission, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achet Hesha Miktsas Haida'a. He disagrees, and he says, even by a laborer, a worker, a professional, a craftsman, he does not swear and take, only if the baal bais partially admitted that he owes him money. Ketzad, how so? Amar lo, let's say the worker says, ten li sechari chamishim dinar, you should pay me my wages of 50 dinar, sheleishli biyadcha, that you still have in your hand, you haven't paid me. Vahu, and the employer, the baal bais says to him, hiskabalta dinar vizav, dinar zav, you already got from me one dinar zav, which is 25 silver coins, and all I owe you is 25 additional silver coins. In that situation, the baal habayis, the owner, really has to swear a shvuas moedim miktas, a biblical moedim miktas, because he partially admitted. In this situation, the chacham came along and they instituted that the sachar, that the laborer can swear and he can collect, even though we don't usually find that one is nishba benoito, one swears and one collects. Wishing you an amazing, fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.